6 weeks, you have to listen.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo November Juliet, monitoring, CQ, radio check, something. Foxtrot 8, Bravo November Juliet in Holly. My name is Bill. Radio check, please. This is K8ZTP. Bill, you read. Station's off already, so if you have an open mic, go ahead. This is KDXTP. If you want to open mic, please check your mic. Open mic, open mic. Thank you. SATP station calling for a mic check. You had an open mic. Okay, SATP clear.
KF8BNJ monitoring. I was monitoring before, but I hit a button and everything all froze up on me.
Yeah, the station said there's monitoring. I didn't give you a call. You were dead teed for a while, so I didn't catch your call there.
I don't know if you can hear me now or not. I'm Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo November Juliet, KF8BNJ in Holly. My name is Bill.
Yeah, Bill, I can hear you. You're coming through full scale on 7-8, so you're making it.
Sir, that's really all I needed was a radio check. For some reason or another, I've got Kenwood, and it's got two different radios really going at the same time. And for some reason or another, I screwed something up. I'll fix it eventually, but thank you for coming back.
Yeah, it sounded like you had something dead keyed, whether you had it on crossband or what. But yeah, there's two different sides of the radio. Only one side transmits and the other side receives all the time. So, and you can swap them back and forth. Good luck with that. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Thanks again. KF8BNJ.
NACLC, and I'm listening. Is anybody talking?
This is KF8AYL.
Well, good evening. Is this Ken?
That's affirmative. I'm guessing this is Vicky, right? Did I remember that right?
Yes, you did. It's been a very long time. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just funded. Just back home here. I spent a couple of months up north getting my barn built, or starting it anyway. Doing it myself. Just plugging away at it one step at a time, but back home, enjoyed the holidays, and our daughter was home for a few days, so that was fun. How's everything on your guys' end?
Oh, pretty good. Same old, same old. We just wrapping up the summer and fall and heading into winter. Got everything, you know, maintained and put away. The garden's all pulled up and conquered down. Got the wood stove going. It's lovely. I like a fire in the house. And, just hunkering down and, you know, making plans already for the summer.
For the summer, the winter just started. Yeah, I started running wood into the house, keeping the wood stove fed. I'm already sick of it. Season's just started. Eating with wood's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, you sound like Terry. He says, I need a bigger wood box up here on the back porch so I can just do all this, you know, do it for a couple of hours, and then we just have the wood right here instead of having to go down and get a load for the day. And yeah, he's getting kind of sick of it too. And you know, truth be told, several years ago I bought him one of these sleds because our barn is downhill from our house, so getting the wood up to the house was always a chore, so I bought him a sled to put the wood on, and it made all the difference. But it goes a lot easier when there's a bit more snow. So we're not quite there yet, but yeah, you sound a lot like him. He's out there getting wood all the time.
Yeah, well, our front porch can hold about four face cords or so, so cord and a quarter, or cord and a third, or whatever. So that helps. So I can just pop out the front door, and I keep the two things next to the fireplace filled, which are about a day's worth. So there's about 2 days' worth in the house. And as one goes down, I fill that back up from the porch. And as one side of the porch goes down, then I'll fill that with the tractor back to that. Yeah, it's a whole system. Got to keep the pipeline full, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. But no, the seed catalogs that used to come in January and February are all hitting in the mail, and I'm trying not to, it's like I'm just setting them aside. I don't even want to look at them just yet. It's like, you know, it wasn't even Thanksgiving and they were popping into the mail. And it's like, you know, after Christmas, that's when I'll really start planning for the spring, you know. But I don't want to get there too early. It gets overwhelming after a while. It seems like that's all you do.
Yeah, I hear that. We're going to have to go get a Christmas tree. We didn't have one last year because last year about this time we took a trip on the Queen Mary 2 from New York to England. And we were gone most of December. We got back just before Christmas, but didn't really. We put up a cheap artificial tree or whatever. But normally I do like a 12, 14 footer in this house, and it's a lot of work. I'm gonna have to go do that. And we're gonna have a bunch of guests over for Christmas, so I guess we're gonna have to do that again.
That trip sounds lovely. You must have had a great time.
Oh, that was something I wanted to do for years and years. And we finally had booked it last year in early December, sitting on the Queen Mary 2 on the last true ocean liner in the world, the Queen Mary 2, in the middle of the North Atlantic. And you have to dress up for dinner, you know, you need a suit or a tuxedo or whatever, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
So once you got over into England, did you tour over, you know, into England at all? And then you obviously came back on the boat, so how long were you gone for?
We actually did not come back on the boat. We flew back. But, once we got to England, then we spent another week. The crossing was like a week. Yeah, it was 7 days. And then we spent a week, like 8 or 9 days in London. We just stayed in London and flew our daughter over. She's still in pharmacy school, but we flew her over for a period of that time, and we all enjoyed London for a period of time. Man, London at Christmas time is crazy. The shop, the people in the streets and the stores were just nuts. I'd never seen anything like it. I'm not much for people, but it was just an experience just to be there.
Yeah, I went over to England and Wales with my mom many years ago, and we toured all over. We didn't get up into Scotland, but we got close and did the cathedrals and the abbeys. I mean, we hit in London, you know, the Tower, the whole touristy thing, and then got into Wales, and it was just absolutely beautiful. What a completely different way of life, but I just loved it. And we have a niece. She lives up in Scotland. She's in Glasgow. And she's been there for several years. And I would dearly love to go and visit with her. And both Terry and I are families came from Scotland. So it was, you know, it'd be really interesting for both of us to go and see where our ancestors came from, but haven't made it happen. And, I mean, the longer we put it off, we're not getting any younger, you know?
This is KEHY.
Yeah, I hear that one. Yeah, we just kind of stayed in, we basically just stayed in London because I kind of just like staying in one place and experiencing the whole thing for instead of getting up and moving around every day. When I was a kid, my dad got a work for General Motors, and we lived in Germany for 2 years when I was 10 years old, and we would travel all the time. And we had went to England and Scotland and Wales and all that, but it was just a blitz and a blur, and I'm like, I didn't have a chance to experience anything, so...
Yeah, and I don't think you appreciate it as well when you're only 10 years old as you do as an adult, too. So, you know, when you're a kid, you just feel like you're being dragged around a lot of times.
This is KEHYGV.
Go ahead, KEHYGV.
Well, Vicki, I'm sorry to interrupt on the conversation, but I just wanted to say hi. I heard your voice.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Had my daughter and son-in-law over from Boston for the holidays, so just really enjoying it, and I hope you all had a good holiday.
We spent it with family, like it should have been, and thought we would have seen you. We went down to the swap meet this morning and thought we might have run into you, but you were not there.
Yeah, I've been a little bit under the weather, Vicki, so I've been being low-key for a bit. So, but I'll see you at the Christmas party. Hope you all make it there, and I'll let you get back to your conversation. I'm going to get in here and have dinner with the kids and wife. This is KE8YGV 73 to both of you.
Well, it was nice hearing from you. Enjoy your dinner and your family. And yes, you will see us at the Christmas party. And this is NABLC. And Ken, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. KF8AYL. Aren't they going to do a net on here at around 5 o'clock? Isn't that when their net is here?
No, I don't know. Do they have one on here at 5 o'clock?
I think they do on Sundays. I don't remember the time. I can never remember the time. But I think it's 5 on Sundays, if I recall correctly.
Well, I reckon we'll find out here in about 3 or 4 minutes, won't we? Maybe we should get off and see what happens. But, hey, nice talking to you, and have a nice rest of your weekend, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you later. This is LC 73.
All right, yeah, good chatting with you, and I'll be around for the next month and a half or 2 months or so. KF80 well.
KF8BRD. KF80YL monitoring.